Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg reporter Jake Bleiberg. National Security Agency is testing the capabilities of AI products from companies like Anthropic and Microsoft to find any cybersecurity vulnerabilities. So Jake, are we talking about the Mythos, right? That was what Anthropic had released to only a select few?
That's exactly right. Mythos is this model that they've made available to just a set group of banks and technology companies, and now we've learned is also being used by the NSA, by the U.S.'s primary cyber espionage agency.
Are any of these people who are getting a sneak peek comparing notes with each other?
Yeah, that's a great question. We don't have a lot of information about what type of coordination is going on among the different companies and organizations that are using it, although certainly there's a lot of cooperation among some of these companies and governments on cybersecurity matters more generally. But at the same time, a bunch of these are competitors, so I'm sure they're sort of being careful in what they're sharing back and forth.
Yeah, I wondered when they were looking at it, you know, you'd like to think that they were looking at these products and saying, boy, this is way too powerful, we can't use it. Which, you know, they're not really saying.
It's been interesting to see who's gotten access to it, and we haven't gotten a lot of information so far about how they're using it, but certainly what the U.S. government has been urging, and now what we understand the NSA is doing themselves, is using it to try to find vulnerabilities and flaws and ways that people might break in before someone who's looking to break in gets access to it.
Okay, well, that's a smart thing to do, but it also makes me wonder how the NSA would be using it.
Yeah, it's a great question. All we know for sure at this point is that the NSA has been using it, has sort of been testing Mythos out to compare it to its existing tools to find cybersecurity vulnerabilities. So they'll sort of run these dual tests where they have Mythos go look for flaws in the code for some program, and we know they've been looking at Microsoft products there, and then they'll do something similar through their existing methods, which we don't have a lot of information on, because of course they're a national security agency, a spy agency. They're very secretive. But they've been doing these tests, looking for vulnerabilities, and what we've been able to learn is that officials at the NSA are very impressed by the capacity of Mythos to find these types of security flaws.
Does this mean that Anthropic is back on the nice list and off the naughty list?
You know, I wish I had a better answer for that question. It's a little hard to tell just how the U.S. government feels about Anthropic, and it sort of seems like maybe different parts of the U.S. government feel different ways about it. Of course, the Pentagon designated Anthropic a potential supply chain risk, this very onerous designation that the company says would cost it, you know, billions of dollars in business. At the same time, Bloomberg has reported that civilian agencies, other agencies within the U.S. government, have sort of been pushing for access to this tool themselves. And now we have learned that the NSA, which is, of course, part of the Pentagon, is part of the Department of War, is itself using this. So just what the government's posture towards Anthropic is seems to still be shifting and, you know, is a little hard to pin down.
Jake, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg reporter Jake Bleiberg. You can hear our tech and business reports at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.